Welcome to the Q1 2014 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to KUKA 2014 First Quarter Conference Call. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to KUKA CEO Dr. Reuter and CFO Mr. Peter Monin.
Thank you, Andreas. Very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter and I warmly welcome you to this presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the first quarter of 2014. KUKA has generally developed very well in the first 3 months, and demand of our products and solutions is high, and the integration of the Rice Group and Lima is well underway. Go to the first page. KUKA gets off to a good start in 2014. In the first quarter 2014, we have achieved a volume of orders received totaling 615 million euros. The past quarter thus marks our best ever quarter result in terms of orders received. This development was also supported by our newly acquired companies Rice and Alima. Both companies together contribute almost 40 million to the 615. Sales benefited from the high level of orders received in the previous quarters. As a group, we record a plus of almost 6% to 463 million. Supported by the good development in sales, we managed to achieve an EBIT of 27 million, almost the same level as in the previous year. Previous year was 28 million. This is also more remarkable given the fact that in the first quarter, integration costs for the Rice Group with a mid-single-digit million amount have been recognized. We have already been able to make good progress with the integration of Rice. This is clearly indicated by the growth in orders received and the steady increase in collaboration between Rice and KUKA. I would like to take this opportunity to invite you clearly to Automatica at the beginning of June. And here you will, at the Automatica, you will see our joint activities and the progress we are making in integrating Rice into the KUKA group. Earnings after tax totaled 12.2 million in the first quarter of 2014 after 14.5 million the previous year. This drop is also attributable to increased interest expense totaling 2.4 million due to the early repurchase of the corporate bond. In the past quarter, we repurchased around 19 million of the high-yield bond. And you know that we are on 15th of May going to buy the whole bond back. The free cash flow in the past quarter was significant positive. It was 22 million and much higher than in the previous year, which compared to 16 million. This was due, among the other factors, to the successful management of the working capital in both entities. As these results show, we have got off to a good start in 2014 and can thus confirm our guidance for 2014. Sales should total around 1.9 to 2 billion. Accordingly, the EBIT margin in 2014 should be around 6%. Coming to customer demand, we have high customer demand. Orders received in the first quarter 2014 totaled 615.2 million, up around 27% on the figure of the last year. The past quarter saw a significant organic increase of 90% on the figure for the previous year. This result corresponds fully with our expectations. Rice achieved the lion's share of orders received by means of acquisitions, supported also by a relatively big single order with a volume of 10 million coming from Solar. We are particularly pleased with our company's development in China and in the field of aircraft construction. China robotics benefited from strong demand from the automotive sector, and on the system side, we benefited from aircraft construction. System was able to win a major contract from a big aircraft manufacturer. One important financial figure is the book-to-bill ratio, as you are aware of the ratio of orders received to sales. In the first quarter 2014, we achieved a figure of 1.33. We are thus very confident of achieving our target for the business year 2014. Coming to sales. Sales is benefiting from high levels of orders received from the last quarters. Sales growth continued throughout our group. Driven by the strong dynamic development in orders received in the previous quarters and by the contribution of 27 million from the newly acquired companies, sales were up 6.1% to 463 million. The order backlog also rose compared with the previous quarter, totaling around 1.2 billion as of March 31st, 2014. Rise and Alima are consolidated first time in these numbers with an order backlog of around 63 million coming from the two companies. The capacity of our operational departments is thus fully utilized until well into the current business year. Also, as the order intake development in sales in the first quarter and the high order backlog gives us great confidence that we will meet our targets in 2014. Our EBIT margin in the first quarter clearly has been influenced by the integration of Rise Group for the first time. Profitability also developed very well on organic basis in the first quarter of 2014. Taking into account consideration the integration cost for Rise and the increased expenditure for research and development, however, the EBIT margin dropped from 6.5% in the first quarter 2013 to 5.9% in the first quarter 2014. But clearly, we have to take into account the integration cost for Rise, which are in the range of a mid-single-digit number, EBIT number, million number, sorry. The primarily driving force behind the organic development were in robotics, the sales share from general industry was up from 31% in 2013 up to 39% in the first quarter 2014. In systems, clearly, our improved processes and the solid price quality in the order backlog helped us to further drive and continue to be on a high level with respect to the EBIT margin. For us, it is important to maintain the efficiencies we have achieved as a result of our efforts over the past few years. Accordingly, we work hard on increasing our profitability. Specifically, this means in systems, we're working on a rapid integration of Rise and Alima and have a group-wide cooperation to generate synergy effects. We are going to implement our KUKA operational measures and our excellence program and introduce KUKA standards in all newly acquired companies. Further improvement of processes and sequences also in order to secure long-term margin levels at systems. On the robotics side, clearly, our long-term goal is keeping number one position but increasing sale in general industry with a positive influence on the margin development which you could see in the first quarter. Expansion of activities in China to improve efficiencies and to increase effects of scale. And in addition to the two measures, clearly we have to also focus on design to cost to compensate for increased cost, for example, also to work against the pressure from due to falling yen. Coming to the key figures for the first quarter 2014, EBITDA has risen by 3% to 37 million, which compares to 36 million 1 year ago. CapEx in the first quarter was around 14 million after 9 million in the first quarter 2013. Almost 10 million out of the 14 was invested in tangible assets, such as for the new building in Augsburg, where we center our product-related departments, including research and development. We have capitalized little over 3 million in the field of research and development. All in all, CapEx, capital expenditure, in the first quarter totaled around 3% of sales, and for the full year of 2014, however, we are expecting a slightly higher rate of investment compared with 3%. The workforce rose by around 30% from 7,240 people as of March 31, 2013, to 9,392 people as of March 31, 2014. It must be taken into consideration that roughly three quarters of this increase is in the workforce is attributable to the newly acquired companies. Utica in the US last year, CMA, the work the workbench in Czechia, Romania, Reif and Alima. Additional increase of workforce we have seen in robotics, where we focus in areas of the general industry to push sales in general industry, and also Kuka Laboratories, where we are focusing more on the R&D side. In total, general industry and laboratories, the increase was around 200 people. The remaining growth of the workforce in the group was spread out of a number of different departments, and clearly Peter Mohn and I are really focusing that we are not getting too many people out in Germany, but grow where the market is also growing stronger compared to Europe. Looking to both divisions in both segments. Both robotics and systems contribute to the favorable operational development in the first quarter 2014. Robotics record sales of 195 million in the first quarter. The business unit thus failed to equal the record value of the first quarter 2013, but sales in the first quarter nevertheless exceeded the quarterly average of the past 2 years. So we are on a high level, stable. In the past quarter, robotics generated sales shares in general industry and service segments of 58%, compared with 50% in the previous year. So our investment in this general industry is paying off here. This good development in light of margin segment was also primary driver behind the EBIT margin, which at 10% virtually matched the number of the previous year. For us, it was thus possible to absorb the higher expenditure of around 3 million for R&D, and also we had the 3 million, we reached the 10%. The main topic in the field of research and development remain the new control software Sunrise, the further development of the lightweight EVA, which you will see at Automatica, and new applications for mobile robotics and for welding. Coming to systems, in the first quarter 2014, the systems recorded a sales growth of 16% to 272 million, including a contribution of about 27 million from the newly acquired companies Reif and Alima. The organic EBIT margin was at high level over the past quarter. The cost of integrating Reif had a negative effect on EBIT. However, we plan that from the second half of 2014 onwards, we are expecting at least balanced EBIT contributions from Reif. But the result for the whole year is likely to remain negative for Reif. However, as you can see in the numbers, we had the majority of the impact from Reif was or is in the first quarter of 2014. For the outlook 2014 and our expectation regarding the full year, we see that visibility for the business year 2014 is high. Our order backlog of around 1.2 billion gives us operational utilization for long into 2014. We see high customer demand since the start of the year, and we see an unchanged momentum in automation and robotic-based automation. On the sales side, we expect stability to slight improvement development in Europe, and we expect slight growth in the US and Asia, with clearly being Asia and China with the strongest development in region-wise. In robotics sales, we are expecting at least stable sales in robotics, and we anticipate that system will record slight organic growth in 2014. In robotics, on the margin side, as indicated, EBIT margin is down slightly compared to 2013 due to increased R&D costs up to 10 million and negative influences due to the devaluation of the yen, which we will see more likely in the second half of the year. And we had shown 10% in the first quarter 2014. Systems level, we expect an EBIT margin for the full year of at least 6% on an organic basis. And as mentioned, however, with the consolidation of Reif, we'll have an effect of minus 5 to minus 10 million. As you have seen in the first quarter, we have already had a consolidation impact from Reif of 7 million in the first quarter. So the majority of Reif we already have behind us. For 2014, we're expecting total sales of around 1.9 to 2 billion. We clearly want to get closer to the 2 billion for the whole group, and Based on this, EBIT margin should be around 6% for the full year. Thank you much so far. Peter Mohn and I now look forward to your questions and to answer your questions. Thank you so far.